Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Crown Prince of Kuwait hold talks on West Asia situation. Both stress need for ensuring safe and free navigation through Strait of Hormuz. Iran's intelligence minister Ismail Khatib killed in overnight strikes by Israel. Saudi Arabia hosts emergency meeting of foreign ministers from Arab and Islamic countries in Riyadh to strengthen coordination and support regional security and stability. And in badminton, Ayush Shetty, Tanvi Sharma, Malvika Bansol and Anmol Kharb advanced to singles pre-quarterfinal of Orleans Masters in France. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with the Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah, on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during their conversation, he reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. They also emphasized that ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz remains a foremost priority. Both sides agreed that sustained diplomatic engagement is essential for maintaining regional peace and stability. The Prime Minister thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support towards the safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. Mr. Modi also conveyed greetings to the Crown Prince of Kuwait on the upcoming Eid festival. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the President of UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, on the situation in West Asia yesterday. Prime Minister Modi strongly condemned the attacks on UAE, causing loss of innocent lives and damage to civilian infrastructure. He said that both the leaders stressed on ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and agreed to work together for early restoration of peace, security and stability. MEA spokesperson further informed that the Embassy of India in Tehran has issued an advisory for internationals, especially students, regarding travel via land borders to Armenia and Azerbaijan. Citizens are advised to follow the advisory for smoother cross-border movement as per their convenience. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict involving the US-Israel alliance and Iran continued to escalate after the killing of Iran's intelligence minister Ismail Khatib in overnight strikes by Israel. In a social media post, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian condemned the assassination and offered his condolences. Khatib's killing comes after Israel targeted top security official Ali Larijani and Basij paramilitary force commander Ghulam Reza Soleimani. In response, Iran issued evacuation warnings linked to key oil and gas infrastructure in Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the UAE as potential legitimate targets. Iran's foreign minister has also signaled a possible shift in maritime security, stating that the Strait of Hormuz may require a new protocol, raising fresh concerns over global energy routes. Iranian state media reported that facilities linked to the country's major offshore South Pars gas field and associated facilities at Asaluye in southern Bushehr province came under attack today. South Pars is the world's largest natural gas field, with both Qatar and Iran operating facilities on it. However, Qatar has accused Israel of targeting a shared offshore natural gas field with Iran, saying the strike poses a serious risk to global energy security as well as to regional stability and the environment. At the same time, the conflict is expanding on multiple fronts. Israeli forces are reported to be advancing deeper into southern Lebanon. At least 6 people were killed and 24 others injured after 2 Israeli strikes hit densely populated areas in central Beirut this morning. In Israel, 2 people were killed near Tel Aviv during an Iranian missile barrage. In the United Arab Emirates, authorities remain on heightened alert following Iran's latest warnings. More from our correspondent.
In a significant blow to Tehran's security apparatus, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz confirmed that an overnight precision strike in Tehran successfully eliminated Iran's Minister of Intelligence Ismail Khatib. Khatib, a key hardline ally of the late Supreme Leader, had overseen the country's vast economic surveillance and international covert operations since 2021. This marks the 3rd high-profile assassination of a top Iranian leader in just 48 hours. Israeli officials state that Prime Minister Netanyahu has now granted the military a free hand to target any remaining senior officials on their list without further authorization, signaling a relentless push to dismantle Iranian leadership's command and control structure. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Saudi Arabia is hosting an emergency meeting of foreign ministers from Arab and Islamic countries in Riyadh tonight as tensions across West Asia continue to intensify. The high-level talks come nearly 3 weeks into a widening conflict involving the US, Israel and Iran, which has already triggered missile strikes on Gulf infrastructure and disrupted global shipping and aviation. Saudi authorities say the meeting aims to strengthen coordination and support regional security and stability. Diplomats indicate the focus will be on forging a unified approach to de-escalation. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore today met National Security Advisor Ajit Doval in New Delhi. Both sides covered critical security and geopolitical issues. In a social media post, Mr. Gore said that strategic cooperation between the United States and India continues to advance. A leading minority rights organization has flagged a troubling trend of abductions and forced religious conversions of girls from the minority community across Pakistan between 2021 and 2025. A report.
Citing data from various reports, the Voice of Pakistan Minority said during this period, 515 such cases were recorded. The Voice of Pakistan Minority highlighted that while the figures may appear to be mere statistics, each number represents a human tragedy, a frightened girl, a devastated family and a community living under constant fear. It said as per the findings, Hindu girls account for 69% of the victims, followed by 31% from the Christian community, while a small number of cases involve girls as well. Expressing concern over the age profile of the victims, the rights body stated that 52% are between 14 and 18 years old, while 20% are under the age of 14. Human rights activists have repeatedly raised concerns over such incidents. Swati Rakheja for World News.
In Bangladesh, at least 112 passengers were injured after several coaches of the Dhaka-bound Neel Sagar Express derailed near Shantahar in Bogra this afternoon, snapping rail communication between the capital and key northern districts. The accident occurred near Bagbari, close to Shantahar Junction, when 8 to 9 coaches of the intercity train went off the tracks. A 240-foot Bailey Bridge built with Indian assistance was inaugurated on Sri Lanka's Chilok-Thoduvawa Road, restoring a key coastal link damaged by Cyclone Dithwa. The bridge was jointly opened by Sri Lankan Minister A.H.M.H. Abhayaratna and India's High Commissioner Santosh Jha, highlighting New Delhi's expanding humanitarian role in the region. Constructed by the Indian Army's Engineer Task Force in coordination with local authorities, the extra-wide double-reinforced structure reconnects fishing and farming communities while improving passenger movement and supply chains along the Colombo-Puttalam coastal corridor. In Orleans Masters Badminton, Ayush Shetty has advanced to the round of 16 in men's singles. Ayush defeated compatriot Kiran George in a round of 32 match at Palais des Sports in France this evening. In women's singles, Anmol Kharabe, Tanvi Sharma, Malvika Bansol and Isha Rani Barua have also progressed to the round of 16. Anmol defeated Neslihan Arin of Turkey in round of 32. Tanvi defeated Thai player Supanida Kathathong, while Malvika defeated S.Y. Sung of Chinese Taipei, and Isha Rani overcame Denmark's Amalie Scholz in another round of 32 matches. In men's doubles, India's Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Amsa Karunan have also progressed to the round of 16. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Crown Prince of Kuwait hold talks on West Asia situation. Both stress need for ensuring safe and free navigation through Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Intelligence Minister Ismail Khatib killed in overnight strikes by Israel. Saudi Arabia hosts emergency meeting of foreign ministers from Arab and Islamic countries in Riyadh to strengthen coordination and support regional security and stability. And in badminton, Ayush Shetty, Tanvi Sharma, Malvika Bansol and Anmol Kharabe advanced to singles pre-quarterfinal of Orleans Masters in France. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.